إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Translation: You we worship, and you we ask for help. The next topic is the linguistic and religious meaning of ibadah. Linguistically, ibadah means subdued. For instance, a road is described as mu'abbada, meaning paved. In religious terminology, ibadah implies the utmost love, humility, and fear. The next topic is the merit of stating the object of the action before the doer of the act and the merit of these negations. You means we worship you alone and none else, and rely on you alone and none else. This is the perfect form of obedience, and the entire religion is implied by these two ideas. Some of the Salaf said, Al-Fatiha is the secret of the Quran, while these words are the secret of Al-Fatiha. You we worship, and you we ask for help from. The first part is a declaration of innocence from shirk, that is polytheism, while the second negates having any power or strength, displaying the recognition that all affairs are controlled by Allah alone. This meaning is reiterated in various instances in the Quran. For instance, Allah said, So worship Him, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do. Chapter 11, verse 123, Al-Quran. He also said, Say, He's the most gracious Allah. In Him we believe, and in Him we put our trust. Chapter 67, verse 29. He goes on to say, He alone is the Lord of the East and the West. La ilaha illa huwa. That is, none has the right to be worshipped but He. So take Him alone as wakil, that is, disposer of your affairs. Chapter 73, verse 9, Al-Quran. And he also said, You we worship, and you we ask for help from. We should mention that in this ayah, the type of speech here changes from the third person to direct speech by using the kaf in the statement, Iyaka, that is, you. It is because after the servant praised and thanked Allah, he stands before Him and addressing Him directly. You we worship, and you we ask help from. The next topic is Al-Fatiha indicates the necessity of praising Allah. It is required in every prayer. The beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha contains Allah's praise for Himself by His most beautiful attributes and indicates to His servants that they too should praise Him in the same manner. Hence, the prayer is not valid unless one recites Al-Fatiha, if he is able. The two Sahihs recorded that Ubadah bin As-Samith said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, There is no valid prayer for whoever does not recite Al-Fatiha of the book. Also, it is recorded in Sahih Muslim that Abu Huraira said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah said, I divided the prayer into two halves between myself and my servant. One half is for me and one half for my servant. My servant shall have what he asks for. When the servant says, All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Allah says, My servant has praised me. When the servant says, The most gracious, the most merciful. Allah says, My servant has praised me. When the servant says, The owner of the day of recompense. Allah says, My servant has glorified me. If the servant says, You we worship, and you we ask for help. Allah says, This is between me and my servant, and my servant shall have what he asked. If the servant says, Guide us to the straight path, the path of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not that of those who have earned your anger, not of those who went astray. Allah says, This is for my servant, and my servant shall have what he asked. The next topic is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Ad-Dahaq narrated that Ibn Abbas said, translation, you we worship, means it is you whom we single out, whom we fear, and whom we hope in. You alone, our Lord, and none else. The next topic is Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Translation, and you we ask for help from, meaning to obey you and in all of our affairs. Further, Qatada said that the ayah, translation, you we worship and you we ask for help from, contains Allah's command to us to perform sincere worship for Him and to seek His aid concerning all of our affairs. Allah mentioned, you we worship before and you we ask for help from, because the objective here is the worship, while Allah's help is the tool to implement this objective. Certainly, one first takes care of the most important aspects and then what is less important, and Allah knows best. The next topic is Allah called His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam an abd. Allah called His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam an abd, that is servant, when He mentioned sending down His book. The Prophet's involvement in inviting to him and when mentioning the Isra, overnight journey from Mecca to Jerusalem and then to heaven, and these are the Prophet's most honorable missions. Allah said, translation, all praise and thanks be to Allah who has sent down to His servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the book, that is the Quran. Chapter 18, verse 1, Al-Quran. He goes on to say, and when the servant of Allah, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stood up invoking him, his Lord Allah, in prayer. Chapter 72, verse 19, Al-Quran. And he also said, glorified and exalted be He, that is Allah, above all that they associate with Him, who took His servant, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for a journey by night. Chapter 17, verse 1, Al-Quran. The next topic is encouraging the performance of the acts of worship during times of distress. Allah also recommended that His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resort to acts of worship during times when he felt distressed because of the disbelievers who defied and denied him. Allah said, indeed, we know that your breast is straitened at what they say, so glorify the praises of your Lord and be of those who prostrate themselves to Him and worship your Lord until there comes unto you the certainty, that is death. Chapter 15, verse 97 to 99, Al-Quran.